Part 2, Chapter 6. It had been a damp, cold, thoroughly miserable night. Johnny had clung to the bars for hours, loath to sit down or even step down. Mud everywhere. The gush of water had taken the sand and dirt in the pool and spread it all over the cage, and the dirt of the floor had avidly soaked it up. The mud had become ankle deep. But at last, exhausted, he had given in and slept lying in the mud. Mid-morning sun was drying it somewhat. The two dead rats had floated away out of reach, and Johnny didn't care. Already dehydrated from his previous experience, he felt the hot sun increase his thirst. He looked at the muddy pool, contaminated with slime from the cage. He could not bring himself to drink it. He was sitting miserably against the bars when the monster appeared. It stopped outside the door and looked in. It was carrying some metallic object in its paws. It looked at the mud, and for the moment, Johnny thought it might realize he couldn't go on sitting and sleeping in the mud. It went away. Just as Johnny believed it would not come back, it reappeared. This time it was still carrying the metal object, but it was also carrying a huge rickety table and an enormous chair. The thing made tricky work getting through the door with all that load, a door too small for it in the first place. But it came on in and put the table down. Then it put the metal object on the table. Johnny had at first believed that the huge chair was for him, but he was quickly disabused. The monster put the chair down at the side of the table and sat down on it. The legs of it sunk perilously into the mud. It indicated the mysterious object. Then it took the two books out of its pocket and threw them on the table. Johnny reached for them. He had not thought he would ever see them again, and he had begun to make out of them a kind of sense. The monster cuffed his hand and pointed at the object. It waved a paw across the top of the books in a kind of negative motion and pointed again at the object. There was a sack on the back of the object, and it had discs in it about the diameter of two hands. The monster took out one of the discs and looked at it. It had a hole in the middle with squiggles around it. The monster put the disc on top of the machine. There was a rod there that fitted into the middle of the disc. Johnny was extremely suspicious, his hand bruised from the cuff. Anything this monster was up to would be devious, treacherous, and dangerous. That had been adequately proved. The game was to bide one's time, to watch and learn, and out of that possibly wrest freedom. The monster now pointed to two windows on the front of the object. Then it pointed to a single lever that stuck out from the front of it. The monster pushed the lever down. Johnny's eyes went round. He backed up. The object talked, clear as a bell. It had said,
"Excuse me."
The monster pulled the lever up, and it stopped talking. Johnny drew back further. The monster clouted him between the shoulder blades and drove him up to the table so hard the edge hit his throat. The monster raised a cautionary finger at him.